the oppression that came upon Bani Israel, likewise the oppressor Fir'aun, and all the other stages that Bani Israel had to undergo and they underwent. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala finally brought that day which they were desiring, anticipating and anxiously awaiting, which was the destruction of Pharaoh. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala took them out of Egypt and Allah Pak brought them into the land of city. We must understand that this is just not a story. It is just not there to entertain us. It is just not there to educate us. But rather, as Allah makes mention, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي النُّهَى. In this chapter of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. O people of intelligence, apply your mind, ponder, reflect and contemplate and understand. And at every juncture, there are lessons for humanity at large. We find that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the first point which I wish to discuss today is that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Almighty Allah for the destruction of Pharaoh and his people. And the Quran makes mention, quoting the dua of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ آتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَأَهُ زِينَةً وَأَمْوَالًا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا رَبَّنَا لِيُضِلُّوا عَن سَبِيلِكَ رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَى أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَاشْدُدْ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوُا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمَ. Oh Allah, you have given Pharaoh the splendor of this world. رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَى أَمْوَالِهِمْ. Oh Allah, seal his hearts. رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَى أَمْوَالِهِمْ. Destroy his wealth. Seal his hearts. This nation and this person will not accept until they don't witness your torment with the naked eye. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. O Musa and Harun, most definitely your prayer has been answered. But with reference to the commentary of Jalalain, Allah Pak told him immediately that your dua has been accepted. But Allah Ta'ala practically expressed the acceptance of the dua of Musa in the form of the destruction of Pharaoh and the salvation of Bani Israel, releasing them from the clutches of Shaitan, from the clutches of the oppression of Pharaoh, 40 years after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had made this dua. That makes us understand that every time there is outward delay or apparent delay in the acceptance of a dua, it does not necessarily mean that it is linked or connected or associated to evil, vice and transgression. Here we have Musa alayhi salam made dua for the destruction of Pharaoh, and Allah Pak practically expressed the acceptance of this dua 40 years later. We are not saying that at all times we should feel that evil and vice is not the cause. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says also in the hadith that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept the dua of a person ma lam yasta'jil, provided he does not hasten. Sahaba ikram inquired, what is meant by hastening? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, provided a person does not say that I am making dua, but my dua is not been accepted. However, in our situation, we should also focus on our evil and our vice. The only point that I wish to discuss here, that many a times a person is going through difficulty, poverty, hardship, he's making dua to Allah. We find there is a hadith in Tibrani on the authority of Anas radiallahu anhu, that Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin, Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi salatu was salam, fima yarwihi an rabbihi ta'ala, that is hadith Qudsi. Allah ta'ala says, inna min ibadi man la yuslihu imanahu illa al-faqr. Allah says, there are some servants of mine, only poverty and starvation and penury will keep them in my obedience. If I have to open the doors of sustenance for them, they will forget me. إِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِي مَنْ لَا يُسْلِحُ إِيمَانَهُ إِلَّا الْغِنَى. There are some servants of mine, only wealth, prosperity will keep them in my obedience. If I have to make them one day taste the difficulty of poverty, they will forget me. إِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِي مَنْ لَا يُسْلِحُ إِيمَانَهُ إِلَّا الصِّحَّةِ. There are some servants of mine, only good health will keep them in my obedience. وَلَوْ أَسْقَمْتُهُ. If one day I have to afflict a sickness or any pain or calamity on that person, he will forget me. إِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِي مَنْ لَا يُسْلِحُ إِيمَانَهُ إِلَّا السَّقْمِ. Contrary to that, are those people from amongst my creation whom only sickness will keep in my obedience, and only sickness will keep them submitting before me. If I have to cure them as they are asking me, they will forget me. Then Allah says, إِنِّي أُدَبِّرُ أَمْرَ عِبَادِي بِعِلْمِي بِمَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ إِنِّي عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. I am on my throne and I regulate the matters between the skies and the earth, and I distribute between my creation. أَغْنَى وَأَقْنَى. I make some rich, I make some poor. أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. Some are prosperous and some are living a life of poverty, crying, pain. أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى. Some are coming in this world, some are leaving this dunya. Allah says, إِنِّي أُدَبِّرُ أَمْرَ عِبَادِي بِعِلْمِي بِمَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. With my divine divine knowledge complete, and my power and my strength and my might, my talent and my understanding, I distribute between my creation. My knowledge and my power is complete. So many a times there is delay in dua which is related to the hikmat and the wisdom of Allah. Of course, there are those moments also we should focus and reflect that because of our evil. In fact, in Bani Israel, a nation was afflicted with a drought. So they came on the outskirts of the town to make dua to Allah. Awhallahu, Allah inspired the Nabi of that time. They tell your nation, إِنَّكُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ إِلَيَّ بِأَبْدَانٍ نَجِسَةٍ وَتَرْفَعُونَ إِلَيَّ أَكُفًّا قَدْ سَفَكْتُمْ بِهَا الدِّمَاءَ وَمَلَأْتُمْ بِهَا بُيُوتَكُمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ الْآنَ اشْتَدَّ غَضَبِي وَلَنْ تَزْدَادَ that you are coming with filthy, contaminated, polluted bodies. You are lifting such hands through which you have committed vice. You are crying with such eyes through which you have done wrong. Rather cry to me for the forgiveness of your sin, because now you are only aggravating my anger. وَلَنْ تَزْدَادُ مِنِّي إِلَّا بُعْدًا. Like the poet says, كَيْفَ نَرْجُوا إِجَابَةً لِدُعَاءٍ قَدْ سَدَدَنَا طَرِيقَهَا بِالذُّنُوبِ. Oh my brother, how can you even anticipate the acceptance of your prayer when you have blocked the acceptance of your prayer with your evil, vice and transgression? So the first thing that I wanted to discuss, you know, in the summary of this incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, is that we must understand that many a times when we make dua to Allah, the dua has been delayed in the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah knows best why he is doing what he's doing. The second thing to understand here, if we look at the sabr of Bani Israel, the ayat al-karima which I recited in the beginning, وَأَوْرَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يُسْتَضْعَفُونَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ الْحُسْنَى عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Allah said he completed his promise on the nation of Bani Israel because of their tolerance, because of their patience and their perseverance. And then Allah Pah gave them rule and power over the land of Egypt. And this is what we have to understand, and this is what we have to deduce from this lesson, that sabr on every condition that comes our way. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, marra nabiyu bi imra'atin tabki inda al-qabri. Nabi alayhi salam passes by a woman who was crying at the grave, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told her, ittaqillaha wasbiri. Oh my sister, fear Allah and exercise tolerance. She had not recognized that this was the Nabi of Allah, because Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very simple. We find it comes in the hadith also, the villager comes and Nabi alayhi salam is seated with the Sahaba, and the question is posed, Ayyukum ibn Abdul Muttalib, who amongst you is the son or the grandson of ibn Abdul Muttalib? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not create a notion dressing in such expensive clothing or garment that it becomes apparent that he is some of additional importance, but rather Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was like one ordinary person. Rather, he expressed a feeling or created an image that he was more simple than you and I are. And Nabi alayhi salam says, ana akulu kama ya'kulu al-'abdu, I eat like how a slave eats. Ana la akulu muttaki'an, I don't recline or rest or lean and eat. I eat humbling myself like how a slave eats before his master. So as we were mentioning, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the simplicity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this woman, she had not recognized that this was the Nabi of Allah. And after that, Nabi alayhi salam went away. Someone told her that is the Nabi of Allah. So immediately she came to Nabi. She told Nabi alayhi salam, إِلَيْكَ عَنِّي فَإِنَّكَ لَمْ تُصَبْ بِمُصِيبَتِي. Not realizing that this is the Nabi of Allah. That go from here. You don't know the problem I'm going to. What do you mean I must make sabr, sabr? If you knew the difficulty I'm going through, maybe you also won't able to make sabr. You know, in that tone she spoke, not realizing that this is the Nabi of Allah. Someone told her this is the Nabi of Allah after Nabi alayhi salam had left. Immediately she comes to the house of Nabi alayhi salam, and the astonishing thing that she observed, which is recorded in the books of hadith, فَلَمْ تَجِدَ عِنْدَهُ بَوَّابِينَ, she does not find any form of security or any form of protection at the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then she apologizes and she says, O Nabi of Allah, I did not know you were the messenger of Allah. I'm sorry that I spoke to you in this manner, in this harsh tone. Nabi alayhi salam then told her, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ صَدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. Sabr is at that crucial moment when you are initially afflicted with a calamity, at that immediate moment to focus on what Allah wants you to do. We find Ata ibn Abi Rubah says, قال لي ابن عباس, ابن عباس رضي الله عنه, one day told me, ألا أريك امرأة من أهل الجنة, shall I not show you a woman from Jannah? So Ata ibn Abi Rubah said, I told Ibn Abbas, most definitely tell me. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, this hadith comes in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. هذه المرأة السوداء أتت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. This woman came to, this woman that was passing by, she came to the Nabi of Allah and she said, Ya Rasulallah, إني أسرع وأتكشف. Oh Nabi of Allah, I faint, and when I faint, my satr is exposed. فَدْعُ اللَّهِ, make dua to Allah that Allah must cure me. Nabi Karim صلى الله عليه وسلم told her, إِن شِئْتِ صَبَرْتِ وَلَكِ الْجَنَّةِ. If you want, make sabr on this sickness of yours. Make sabr on it and your abode is Jannat. وَإِن شِئْتِ دَعُوتُ اللَّهَ أَن يُعَافِيكِ. And if you want, I will make dua, Allah will cure you. However, if you will exercise patience, Jannat is your abode. This woman said, O Nabi of Allah, I will prefer the sickness and I will make sabr so that Jannat can be my abode. But make dua to Allah one thing, that when I get my fits, then my satr mustn't be exposed, because this is a form of a disgrace and embarrassment. Nabi alayhi salam made dua and this woman made sabr on the sickness for the balance of her life. However, whenever she used to get fits, after the dua of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, her satr was not exposed. So Bani Israel also, because of the sabr, Allah Pak then brought the day that Allah destroyed. نقذف بالحق على الباطل فيدمغه فإذا هو زاهق. Allah says, we destroy, we put حق over باطل فإذا هو زاهق, and then باطل by its nature perishes and vanishes. And Allah Pak destroyed Pharaoh, and Allah brought that day after many, many years of hardship, difficulties, adverse conditions. But finally that day, you know, when Fir'aun was in his prime, ruling, governing, perhaps one would say that the sun will never set over the empire of Pharaoh. But Allah brought that day the decline of Pharaoh. And in this way, Allah Pak is going to crumble all the superpowers of this dunya. Allah Pak makes mention about this, and it is in the knowledge of Allah, whom Allah gives fame for what period of time. So the second point, noteworthy of mentioning and understanding and deducing and extracting, was the quality of tolerance and patience. May Allah also give us the ability of implementing that into our life. The third point which I wish to discuss from the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which we discuss about the ungratefulness of Pharaoh and his people. Now, I had mentioned at that time also, and I wish to illustrate this with various other ayat of the Quran Kareem, that this weakness of ungratefulness was not only a weakness that was found in the nation of Pharaoh, but rather it is a weakness in the human creation itself. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Number one, we must understand, whatever ni'mat any person possesses is from Allah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us the dua in the morning and the evening. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqika faminka wahdaka la sharika laka falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukru. Allahumma ma amsa bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqika faminka wahdaka la sharika laka falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukru. Oh Allah, whatever ni'mat I have or any of your creation is directly from you. La sharika lak, you have no partner. Wa la yushriku fi hukmihi ahada. Allah Pak does not associate anyone in his decision or in his kingdom in any way. So the ni'mat, wa ma bikum min ni'matin fa min Allah. Then Allah goes further on to say, thumma idha massakum ad-dharru fa ilayhi taj'arun. But when you are afflicted with pain, calamity, or any form of difficulty, then you turn to Allah and you start begging Allah and beseeching Allah. However, thumma idha kashafa ad-dharra ankum idha fariqun minkum bi rabbihim yushrikun. When Allah out of his kindness diverts and averts and removes that calamity or that difficulty, then idha suddenly فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ, a group amongst you, which is always a large group. إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْكُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ, a group amongst you, the vast majority of insan, then starts denying the bounties of Allah. After Allah removes the problem and the difficulty, they start ascribing partners with Allah, which we discussed that when the various calamities came on the nation of Pharaoh in the form of blood, locusts, lice, drought, floods, etc., for that period of time there was instant reformation, and thereafter once again back to the initial practices. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has quoted one incident relevant to this, what we are discussing, in the 15th juz of the Quran under the commentary of this ayat. وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الظُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ ظَلَّ مَنْ تَدُعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّا. When in Allah says, when harm touches you, when you are in the sea, then ظَلَّ مَنْ تَدُعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّا, those that you call upon besides Allah vanish. After the conquest of Mecca and after the fall of Mecca, the kuffar had decided that once this Nabi becomes victorious over Mecca, either accept his religion or then leave the country and run away for shelter. And it was after the conquest of Makkah. We're not going into the discussion or the detailed explanation of Fath Makkah. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. Ikrama radiyallahu anhu, the son of the most staunch enemy of Islam, Abu Jahl, Fir'aun hadhihi al-ummah, the pharaoh of this ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the arch enemy of Islam, his son Ikrama was also amongst those people who left and fled from Makkah and who went by sea, crossing the Red Sea, intending to go to Ethiopia. However, while traveling on this journey, while traveling in the water, a stormy wind overtook the ship. And now it was a very crucial moment. It was a question of life and death. And there were waves, huge waves were encircling the ship from all sides. And they discussed among themselves and they said the only form of salvation is now to focus on one Allah. دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين. And everybody then turned to Allah, forgetting ظل من تدعون إلا إياه. Besides Allah, all those deities and all everybody else had vanished and disappeared, now focusing on Allah. So Ikrama radiallahu anhu, at that time, of course, not a Muslim, told himself that if Allah can help me, the deity and the power, the ism and the strength that is going to assist me at this moment, he is the true being who deserves to be worshipped. And as soon as if that being takes me to shore, if it is Allah and it is Islam, most definitely, then I will go and put my hands in the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I will accept Islam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of his kindness, then took the ship to shore, and Allah protected the ship from sinking and the inmates of the ship from drowning. And Allah ta'ala took them to shore. Immediately, keeping up to his pledge, his promise and his agreement that he had made to Allah, he went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated the incident, and there and then he accepted Islam. However, the vast majority, as I mentioned in the previous ayat, إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْكُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. The vast majority, Allah Ta'ala makes mention about them. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ أَعْرَضْتُمْ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. But when we took you to the shore, you turned your back away from the obedience of Allah. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. Or insan to hehina shukra, man by his nature is ungrateful. Then Allah Pak speaks in a very unique tone here, and Allah says, أَفَأَمِنْتُمْ أَن يَخْسِفَ بِكُمْ جَانِبَ الْبَرِّ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا. Do you feel secure and safe that Allah Pak cannot cause the earth to swallow you? Does Allah have to bring you into the center of the ocean where you can foresee a storm for Allah to take you suddenly? You mean once you have come to the shore, now you're out of the control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You like for us to understand the situation, person is sick, he's in ICU unit. At that time he's focusing on Allah. Allah forgive me, Allah help me, Allah give me shifa. And when Allah takes him out of that situation, now he forgets Allah. So Allah is asking, at that time you showed your desperation, your obligation. Do you feel that you are only in need of me at that time and I can only give you death or hurt you or destroy you at that moment? When you are out of the hospital, now you are out of my care or you are out of my control. I cannot cause any form of difficulty to come upon you. A man is driving and he nearly met up in an accident. For that few moments, this shock, this tension, he's reading, he's praising, he's thanking Allah, he's discharging charity and he's been grateful to Allah. But after a while, he drives for another 15-20 minutes. Now everything has subsided. The road is clear. There's no fear. The fear has subsided. Once again, he owns the music. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. Man forgets the bounty of Allah Pak so quickly. And he starts transgressing and violating the orders of Allah immediately. Allah says in the next ayat, أَمْ أَمِنَتُمْ أَن يُعِيدَكُمْ فِيهِ تَارَةً أُخْرَى فَيُرُسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ قَاصِفًا مِّنَ الرِّيحِ فَيُغْرِقَكُمْ بِمَا كَفَرْتُمْ. You had an heart attack. You were hospitalized. At that time, you focused on Allah. Allah must take me out. Malsab, dua kar jo, pray to away. Masjid ma rewana chai, baddo away, kalas karwanu chai. We need to give up this past life. Allah took you out. You forgot Allah. Allah said, one is I can give you death while you are at home. Or, am amintum ay yuridakum. I can return you back into the ocean and bring a storm to come towards you again. I can once again give you another attack, a double attack, a severe attack, and you can be hospitalized. And again, I can repeat that condition. Why is it that when I remove that difficulty for that in-between period, why is it that you divert your attention away from me and you forget how you were turning to me and how obligated you were to me? And I can send, Allah says, in the ocean, a wind that can destroy you. فَيُغْرِقَكُمْ بِمَا كَفَرْتُمْ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُوا لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا بِهِ تَبِيعًا. So this is also something that I wanted to discuss. We must ask ourselves, respected listeners, how many reminders have come to us from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and how grateful and how obligating have we been to Almighty Allah in this condition. Then something else you also that I wanted to mention, one way is we mentioned about the delay in the acceptance of dua, then we spoke about sabr, then we spoke now about being grateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Something else also to understand here is that Pharaoh that was put upon Bani Israel, it comes in the hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَعْمَالُكُمْ عُمَّالُكُمْ, your actions will decide who will govern over you. And it is according to your actions. It comes in the hadith Qudsi, Allah says, أَنَا الْمُلُوكُ أَنَا مَلِكُ الْمُلُوكُ, I am the king of all kings, وَقُلُوبُ الْمُلُوكُ بِيَدِي, and the hearts of all the kings are in my control. So whoever obeys me, I make good people govern over them and rule over them. And whoever disobeys me, I put evil rulers over them. فَلَا تَشْغَلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ عَلَى الْمُلُوكِ, do not be foolish to curse your kings and your rulers because they have been put there as a form of torment and punishment because of your wrong. Rather focus towards Allah and earn the pleasure of Allah, and in turn Allah Pak will put good people and good rulers to govern over you. Something else also, very briefly, I'm discussing, you know, there are so many things that can be highlighted from this unique incident and episode of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Coming to the point where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had come to Madian, and where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had written the place where his nikah was going to perform, which the Quran makes mention about in the 20th juz of the Quran. وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَا مَدْيَن, when Musa alayhi salam came to the well of Madian, and he found that the shepherds had come with their flock and they were drawing water, and he found two girls standing at the side, and he asked them, "Ma khatbukuma, oh my sisters, what is wrong? Why aren't you taking your sheep?" So they mentioned that we are weak, they are strong men, if we go they will push us, we have to wait till everybody goes, that's the only opportunity we can go, and with regards to any men representing us, then we have one father but he is of elderly age. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, who is later to become a Nabi, but of course shafqat, love, muhabbat, affection, compassion in his heart, despite his tiredness and his unpleasant journey, does not allow him to observe this and observe silence or look at this and ignore it. He takes the sheep, he pushes his way through and then drops the pail or the bucket into the well, draws the water, which was great strength on his part because that bucket normally would be lifted, a heavy loaded bucket, by 3 to 4 people, takes out the water, gives the sheep to drink water, and then returns it back to those girls and releases them that now you can go. Those girls, as we had mentioned, return back to the father prior to the normal time. The father inquires, "Ma ajalakuma ya bintayya, what makes you come home quickly today, oh my daughters?" They narrate the entire incident. So the father was very sad that, "Oh my daughters, a person was good to you. Why couldn't you be of assistance to him? Go one of you and call him back and tell him that I want to reward him for his kindness." Now Musa alayhi salam had already made dua to Allah that, "Oh Allah, inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir, I am in need of whatever good you can send to me in whichever form." Quoting the words of the Quran, which is the point I wish to discuss, in particular for our mothers and sisters, discussing some form of haya, modesty, bashfulness and shame. فجاءته إحداهما تمشي على استحياء قالت إن أبي يدعوك ليجزيك أجر ما سقيت لنا. The Quran says, when one of them came walking on modesty, and she said, "Verily my father is calling you to reward you for your kindness to us." Quoting this ayat of the Quran, the commentary of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, discussing the aspect of modesty, bashfulness and haya that was found in this woman. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, جاءت تمشي على استحياء قائلة بثوبها على وجهها ليست بسلفع من النساء دلاجة ولاجة خراجة. This hadith has been quoted by Ibn Jarir and Ibn Abi Hatim. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, how did she walk? قائلة بثوبها على وجهها, she placed a piece of cloth over her face. ليست بسلفع من النساء, not like that outgoing bold woman, brave woman who lack modesty totally, who lack haya, shame, bashfulness totally, that never mind speaking to a strange person, touching a strange person. Allahu Akbar, my respected brothers and sisters, Nabi alayhi salam says, لأن يطعن في رأس أحدكم بمخيط من حديد خير له من أن يمس امرأة لا تحل له, أو كما قال, it is better for you, O my Sahaba, that a steel nail be driven into your head and you go through pain and agony than you touch the palm of a strange woman. So this woman covers her face. Sayyidina Umar says, "Dalajatan laysat bisalafa'in min an-nisa, dalajatan walajatan kharajatan." Not like that outgoing, brave, bold woman who speak to any man, who address themselves with any man, or rather hold any man, communicate with any man. Allah protect us. In Muslim Sharif, my mothers and sisters, Rami alayhi salam tells us one hadith that Sinfani نَارَانِ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. Two nations are destined for the fire of Jahannam. لَمْ أَرَهُمَا, which I have not seen them. And among the two is that one nation, نِسَاءٌ كَاسِيَاتٌ عَارِيَاتٌ مُمِيلَاتٌ مَائِلَاتٌ رُؤُوسُهُنَّ كَأَسْنِمَةِ الْبُخْتِ الْمَائِلَةِ لَا يَدْخُلْنَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يَجِدْنَ رِيحَهَا وَإِنَّ رِيحَهَا لَتُوجَدُ مِنْ مَسِيرَةِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Those women who cover themselves but expose their beauty, wear transparent clothing, revealing the organs and the limbs of their body. Ma'ilatun mumilatun, inclining men and inclining towards men, and using all forms of deodorants and scent, attracting men towards their beauty. La yadkhulna al-jannah, my Nabi alayhi salam says, oh my mother and sister, Allah protect us all. They will be deprived of the fragrance of Jannah. They will be deprived of the smell and entrance into Jannah. Whereas one can get the fragrance of Jannah hundreds of years before Jannah. That is why the poet says, oh my sister, protect your beauty. In aratti karamatan, if you intend and you wish the honor that Allah has kept for you in akhirat, then do not reveal your beauty in this dunya. So this was the modesty, and she spoke with great haya and modesty. From this we deduce and understand that if there is a situation that we have to speak to someone, then let us speak with modesty and let us speak with haya. Az-zaruratu tutaqaddaru biqadri az-zarura. Then let the necessity be restricted to necessity. Allah Pak says, faman idturra, a person is at the pangs of death, and there's no food or no drink available other than swine or wine, then it is permissible, or rather he has to drink. However, غير باغ ولا عاد نتالب لذته اور نہ حد سے برنے والا ہو. He should not drink that wine at that crucial moment also with pleasure, and neither should he drink more than the amount which is sufficient for his survival. الضرورة تتقدر بقدر الضرورة. So if the need comes that we have to speak with some strange male, then let us make total تستر حياة and protect in our izzat and iffat, and then in a manner not attracting or using a sweet tone, but rather using a more gruff tone, without being rude and abrupt, let us speak. Continuing with the same thing, another aspect I wish to discuss here is that finally Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes and he stays there for a long period of time. One of the sisters admires the noble qualities in Musa alayhi salam, and then she tells her father, قَالَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا يَا أَبَتِ اسْتَأْجِرُهُ إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينُ. Oh our father, really, why don't you employ this person? He has two unique qualities which you need in a laborer. Number one, he has a lot of strength, and number two, he is very trustworthy. With regards to his strength, he lifted the entire bucket himself, which generally is lifted by 3 to 4 people. And with regards to his integrity, as we were walking, he told me that I must walk behind him, and he did not cast an evil glance, or rather he did not cast a glance or look at me in any form. So really, this is an ideal person that we should employ. The father, after all being a Nabi of Allah, looked at this ideal opportunity and he said, why employ him? Rather let me make him my son-in-law. Now this is something that I want to discuss here amongst the many things I have selected for discussion. He says, قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى بنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني 8 حجج فإن أتممت 10 فمن عندك. Oh Musa, I wish to wed you to one of these two daughters of mine on the condition that you serve me for 8 years. However, if you extend it for 10 years, it will be your favor, but I will not impose on you for more than 8 years. Now this is something to understand and discuss here, respected listeners. Shuaib alayhi salam understood the talent and the good in this boy. We find it is a custom and it is a tradition and in our societies that the girl finds it below, or the girl's party do not take the proposal. Because of which we find many a times we deprive our daughters of good proposals. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, after his daughter was widowed, he went to Abu Bakr and said, oh Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, my daughter has been widowed. Do you have any intention of getting married? Here is my daughter. Do you intend getting married? I am offering. Then he went to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and finally Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam got married. The point I want to discuss here, there is absolutely nothing wrong for the girl's party to go in a formal manner, present the proposal, or to say that I have a daughter in my house, mashallah, Allah has given you a son, maybe you can look into the matter, make istikhara, or if you know anyone who is of a suitable age and a good boy, you know, with piety, etc., etc., let us know also. I also have a daughter, or I have this, or someone else, there are other girls in the family. So Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam took advantage of the opportunity, and Allah Pak blessed him with a son-in-law that the whole Quran in various 28 different juz of the Quran, Allah Pak speaks about it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam says in the hadith, man wulida lahu waladun, that person to whom a child is born, very briefly I am discussing it, falyuhsin ismahu, give him a good name, wa adabahu, give him good upbringing, fa idha balagha falyuzawwijhu, when he matures then get him married, fa in balagha walam yuzawwijhu, if he if he matured and you do not have his nikah performed, فَأَصَابَ إِثْمًا, because of which he commits zina, فَإِنَّمَا إِثْمُ ذَلِكَ عَلَى أَبِي, the father will be held equally responsible for the vice and the wrong committed by that son or that daughter because he had delayed the proposal. Yes, if the parents make the full out effort to tell the children to get married, bring daughters, bring girls home to, for, or take the son to go and look at girls, but he, because out of his own ignorance or out of his own evil and other ideas, he delays the marriage, then the parents will not be responsible. But we find, unfortunately, parents are telling the sons that no, if you have an affair, it is okay, but don't get married. Today it has become easy for a person to have an affair. It is accepted, no problem, but do not get married. Remember, respected listeners, we will be held equally responsible. The point that I discuss here is that Shuaib alayhi salam looked at the opportunity and he presented the proposal, because of which he was blessed with the best of son-in-laws, and that was Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam. I conclude the summary of this incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, or the point that I have chosen and selected for discussion, with the most unique incident that had transpired and that is really striking to the eye and that makes one understand the reality of Iman, and that was the instant reformation that transpired in those magicians. Quoting the words of the Quran, we make mention, فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ, that those magicians, when they witness and observe that this was the divine miracle of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they understood that this was not magic and magic, but rather we had magic and this was nabuwat. They responded and fell in sujood before Allah. And in the early part of the morning, as Ibn Kathir said, they were kuffar and they were sahir. They were magicians and they were the transgressors of Allah. And in the evening, they were awliya and shuhada, they were martyrs and the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We ask Allah at this moment that, oh Allah, had you had instantly reformed them, oh Allah, grant us also the tawfiq while listening to this tafsir of the Quran and discussing the incident of these magicians, let some of that piety rub off onto us also and give us the ability also to make an instant reformation. The price is not that we have to give our lives if they gave their lives. The price for us is wal muhajiru man hajara min al-dhunubi wal khataya, to make hijrat from the disobedience of Allah to the obedience of Allah. May Allah give us the ability of giving up every form of evil. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Respected listeners, inshallah, in today's tafsir program, we will be discussing the unique incident between Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and this person or this companion who the Quran refers to as abdam min ibadina, one of our chosen, selected and blessed servants, which the hadith of Bukhari Sharif on the authority of Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu makes it evident that this person, abdam min ibadina, is none other than Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam. This incident transpired in the following manner, as explained to us by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has quoted under the Tarjumatul Bab, ma yustahabu.